want to go through the Rishonim here in the sugya of Hak, Pach's Master. Rashi starts off, the Gemara says, there's Machlaikis, Rav Yosef, and Abaye, if you have a Mavi, Pach's Master, Atfachim, how big the Hak needs to be able to mash them this year. So Rashi says, which seemingly, so we don't know the case exactly, but Rashi seems to have a Kasha. Rav Yosef debay la'al tefach hachabay yasar. Rashi seems to have shver why Rav Yosef said before a tefach, and here Rav Yosef is saying arba. Rashi says the hasan the isla defen, since over here you need a defen mute kasi back about masagi, since over there you have a defen, so mela we're just being mayit, so all you need is a hacker. Mashenken hacha the hashtu the mashmid le defen ben Rav Yosef ben Abaye, you need a sheer hechsher erich mavi. So Rashi is bothered by his kasha that before we said a tefach an hour ba, and Rashi is answering that the hasan the isal defin. So there's two ways to learn Rashi. Either Rashi's answering that we taka don't have a mavi bichlal, we don't have anything, and we bichlal don't have mechitz, we don't have anything. But the question is, if that's so, first of all, what's the question? So Rashi should be masber. Rashi should be masber. The Gemara. The Gemara says. Mavi pachas me'asar tfachim. You need a shir dal tfachim or dal amis because you need to make a mavi. You don't have a mavi, so you need a mavi. What's the question? What's the question and answer? Rashi should just say pasha. More than that, the Shulchan Aruch, when he brings it down, he says the Me'iri and the Afir Shani bring down this kasha for a kasha. Shver, the two sigs. What's the shaykhis? The Shulchan Aruch, when he brings down the halacha, he says that the halacha is l'mayla me'asara, you need a chkaka, you need to bring it up a tefach. And by pachas me'asar, you just bring it down, you need a chkaka of dal tefachim. It sounds like still, even afterwards, there's some sort of shaykhis. And not only that, the Ran goes so vite to say that mashchai, Rashi says mashchai, why over there we said rachvei, here we say mashchai, Rashi says it's one's by a chkaka, when you're picking something up, but the Ran Taka teaches Mashchei to mean that they're Moshich, they're sheer more than they said before. So it sounds like there's even some Tliya answers which we won't get involved, but for sure there was some sort of Shaychis between the two. It doesn't sound like there's no Mechitzis Bechlal, it sounds like we have Mechitzis, we have Fartik Mechitzis, and Rashi has a Kasha. We have Fartik Mechitzis. Mechitzis are Lomailam, 10 amas, whatever it is. But the Kira is less than 10 tefachim, and that Rashi has a kasha, that before we just need a tefach for the Esrim, and over here we need a Shir Hechsher Mavi. And that Rashi says, the Hasan the Isil of Daifin, which is interesting, not the Lashon, Daifin, normal we're busy with Mechitzis. Here Rashi says, the Hasan the Isil of Daifin, so we don't need it, but over here we're looking for a Daifin. So maybe we'll try to explain that. That's what Rashi says before. Rashi in the sugya by Rav Amir and Vasi, by Mavi Shnifritz. Rashi says they have a Mavi Shnifritz. If you have a Mavi Shnifritz, klapi Rashi. So the halacha is you need a pasdal. If you don't have a pasdal, then it's no good. Rashi says by Mata Pirtza, Rashi has a question. Avgav Shnishtari Shamadayim Pirtza, is a Pirtza here? So it shouldn't be good. Ad Eser. Still, since it's a Hechsher Erech Mavi, then it's good. And then Rashi goes on to say, Nami Shavki Bnei Mavi, and for the problem, Shavki Bnei Mavi also is no problem because there's a Shir Hechsher Mavi. It's right to not a problem. Rashi seems to be having two problems over here. One is that there's a Pirtza, and the other one, which is a little easier, they're going to be Shavki Bnei Mavi and go through the side door, so maybe you lost your Pesach Mavi, and then Rashi says, Pasdal takes care of. The Shavki is, what's this problem that Rashi's having of Pirtza. Rashi has a problem that Avagav that there's Nishtaya Adayin a Pirtza Ad Eser, still since it's Hechsher Erech Mavi, that means if it's less it would be a problem of not having of having a Pirtza. If it's less than Pas Dalet, there's a problem of not having there's a problem of having a Pirtza. What's the problem of Pirtza? What do you mean? For Chatzeris it's a beautiful, you have a beauty, it's less than Eser. And you have a pas gimel, whatever it is, so you should be able to mamshech the mechitzis, and you should have a beautiful mavi. What's the problem that there's a pirtza? And also, Rashi, seemingly there's two problems in Rashi. And if you go weiter, Rashi says, and if it's less than Dalit, so you need Lavid. And if you don't have Lavid, so Rashi says, then there's a problem of, in the next Rashi says, a problem of that there'll be Shavki b'nei Mavid. Rashi doesn't speak about the problem of Pirza. So Rashi spoke about two problems, and then when he says that you don't have a share of Gimel, he says it's only a problem of Shavki. So the Rishonim are Mazbar Rashi or the Rashban Daf Yud asked Kashan and Rashi from Daf Yud. The Gemara says if they're Velechish Dilma Shavki, and the Rashban asks that, which Rashi explains that. The Gemara asks Velechish Dilma Shavki by Rabbi Yudah's case. Rabbi Yudah says there's a hole of 15, and you put a pass of 3 amas, 2 away from the wall. So there's a Aymim Ruba. And the Gemara asks over there that v'leichesh dom hashavki, they're going to go through the Pesach Zuta. The Gemara answers Chazaka, there's no problem of going through the Pesach Zuta. And the Gemara asks from Rav Amir and Vasi. So Rashi understands the Kasha, that Rav Amir and Vasi, we said that they're going to go, the problem was, why need to pass dollars? Because they're going to go through the Pesach Zuta. So we see there is a problem of going through the Pesach Zuta, not like the Chazaka. So the Rashba asks on Rashi that, The Rashba asks that, why do you need a problem? Where do you see that there's a problem of Shavki? All you see from Rav Amir and Vasi is that there's a problem of not having a pasdal, that you need a kairos mavi. The Rashba says the problem over there is without a pasdal you don't have kairos mavi, and so there's no problem of Shavki. So where did Rashi get that from? And he sticks in a few words, v'gam hu zal pir shamken, and Rashi alone says that you need kairos mavi. So right here, the Rashba seems to be explaining Rashi, that Rashi said that you need a keres mavi. The musk of keres mavi, I think it's the same thing. The Meiri says that there's a din that the kera needs to be on top of defanis. There's a halacha here in our sugya that the kera needs to be on top of defanis, and seemingly the Rashba understood that. That the halacha is you need it to be a keres mavi. The keres needs to be on top of the fanis that have a shir mavi for it to be a keres mavi, for us to see that the keres is a keres mavi. So the Rashba sees that in Rashi also. So where he sees that, first of all, from the first Rashi, Rashi says that you need a daifin. Which means even though there's a mechitza, still you need a daifin. It would make sense that the daifin is for this din, like the Miri says, that you need to put the kara on top of a daifin, on top of a kaisel, to have it to for it to be keres mavi. Rashi says v'abai lesle derbami. In the next Rashi, Rashi says v'achanami like a pasdal adams in keres zurui leisa pas. It's not roi for the pas, in kan kara. That the kara needs to be roi for the pas. Which sounds also like this din that there needs to be a daifin for the keres mavi. So, but the shaila is so very nice. So Rashi says that you need a keres mavi. The shaila is Rashi before said different. Rashi asked Rashi had a kasha that Rav Amir and Vasi said mavi shenifrats is good even though it's a pirtzad eser. Afal gavshin shtai shamadain pirtza. L'maisa is a pirtza. So. Actually, let me just go to the Ritva. The Ritva explains these Rashi's. What's two problems over here? That there's keres mavi, and then Rashi also says yishavki. And then at the end, Rashi gets back to Rashi says that without gimel, the whole problem is they're going to be shavki. You're going to go to the pischazuta. You're not going to go to the. You're going to go to the side pesach. You're not going to go to the front pesach. So the Ritva explains that to answer the Rashba's kasha, that if we knew that if there's a problem of keres mavi, that the reason why I need pasdal is to have keres mavi, to have that the keres on the daifin, where did Rashi get in Daf Yod that there's a problem? Where did the Gemara get in Daf Yod that there's a problem of shavki? So the Ritva answers that really there's two problems. really be'etzem, or there's two milos. There's two things to be mekayim your Shem Pesach. One of them is if you have a shir. One of them is if you have a karis mavi. If you have a pas dalitz, then you have a shir for your you have a shir mavi. So then your kir is on a daifin of dalid. So that shtelzvek that this is the Pesach. Another malach is even if you don't have the pas dalid, but as long as you have the as long as they weren't shavki, as long as they're still using it, so we could continue to see that this is still the Reisha Pesach. This is still where you got from the Pesach. So. And Mamela, the Gemara is saying that we see from Rav Amir and Vasi that they're not that we see from Rav Amir and Vasi that there's no problem of Shavki, because Rav Amir and Vasi said you need to pass Dalid, means even though they're Shavki and go to the Pischazuta, there's no problem because you have pass Dalid. So we see Batsim they are Shavki, and that's the Gemara's Kasha on Dafyud. So that would answer Rashi very clear. That Rashi first says that there's two things that can take care of. First, if you have a Karis Mavi, so then that tells back that you have that the front is Reisha Pesach by the Karis, and Zakt Rashi Inami Shavki. But still, as long as you have the Dalit's true, it is Shavki. But as long as you have a Pesach Dalit, then that's good enough. And then Rashi, when he says the problem if you don't have pas dalid, he says, and it's not shavki, because it sounds like if it would be shavki, I'm sorry, he says, and because they're shavki and they go to the Pischazuta, but if they wouldn't go to the Pischazuta, so then even though you don't have your pas dalid, that's good enough to be mekayim the Pesach Mavid. So the problem is if you learn the Ritva Kepshuta, the Ritva seems like Rashi Mamash holds like the Rajva. That you need a pas dalid that should be a regular karis mavi, and there's a new milo that if you're not shavki then you could still be mekayim the pischa the big pesach the roisha mavi. The shaila is that Rashi says Rashi doesn't say Rashi says afgav shenishtayer shamadayim pirtza adasa. Rashi has a problem that there's a pirtza here. According to the Rashba, that wouldn't be the problem. The problem would be where's your karis mavi, where's your doifin. To have the kur sitting on, the kur needs to be sitting on a daifin of a shir mavi. Where's your shir? So if you have a shir, hechshir erech mavi, then you're good. The Rashi seems to say there's a problem of having a piritza. What's the problem of having a piritza? So it seems, and the Rajba says that Rashi said like him, and the Ritva also seems to be saying that there's this problem of kur mavi. It seems that there are two, there's a machlekes. Everyone's asking you need a daifin for a Pesach. You need a daifin for a kair. A daifin is shir hechshir erech mavi for a kair. The shaila is what's the problem? The Rashba learns that for us to see that this kair is a pesach for the mavi, it needs to be on top of a shir daifin of mavi, and that shtelzvek that this is a kairis mavi. This is a good kair to shtelvek the pesach of the mavi. The Rashi seems to be asking that the doifin needs to be go more than just the dal amis, not the dal amis that are stalling back. It's the entire mavui that's giving you this keres mavui, meaning it's the entire doifin that stretches all the way out. That stalls back that this is the mavui. Outside is the rishus harabim, and to get out in between these defanis, to get out of this place, you need to go out of the reisha mavui. And if the kair is on these defanis that are stalling back, that the front, the kair, the open place in the front where the kair is, that is the pesach. So then the kair is a kairis mavi by being on the defanis that are stalling back, that it should be the pesach. Stalling back, this is the rishos, and the pesach is outside. And the pesach is in front by the kair, and so it's the entire defanis, it's all the defanis or the whole hemshech of the mavi that are used to be to shtalvek that this kari is a kari's mavi. Now Rashi has a problem that if there's a pirtza on one of the sides, so then they could go out then the reisha mavi maybe is means you don't have fire to get the finest that are shtalvek that the way out is the front. because there's a pirtz on the side on the side just as well. So mamela, that should take away the doifin that you need to make it doifin, to make it a keres mavi. And then Rashi answers that as long as you have a shir metchila, that shtelavek right by the keri, you have a shir dal which needs to use the keri as its reisha mavi. So right then, that tells the fact that this keri should be the reisha mavi, and we don't care about any other psachim. They're all just pischei mavi. They're all stam psachim, but they're not the reisha mavi. So it comes out, he says the machleik is that Rashi holds that the side of the pas is just the din of daif of keres mavi is that you need a shtelvek where is the eif and how to get out of this mavi. The whole mavi is one rishus with the defined shtelling that evek, and they're all telling you how to get, and there's only one way, the reisha mavi, how to get out. So they're shtelling evek the kaira, the Rosh HaMavi as the Rosh HaMavi, because this is Rishos, and the way to get out is under the carrier, is by the carrier. Mashenkin, the Rajba seems that we don't care to Shtalavek which is the Rosh, which is the main thoroughfare, what flows into the Rosh HaSaram, but Pashit, we need the carrier to be sitting on top of the Mavi, to be Neshtayach to the Mavi, to Shtalavek, this is a Pesach of the Mavi. Things Lishitasam from Rashi and the Rajba on Daf Yod, when they fear the Gemara fears Eis, the Gemara says that the Gemara answers, I Ravami and Ravasi are muchach that they're gonna be shavki, they're gonna go to the Piskazutil. And the Gemara answers that it was derech. The Gemara says, "Hasam kamamai bilucha, achalai kamamai bilucha." Rashi learns that since they're going, it's just a shortcut. It means the Pesach Mavi. Rashi learns that the Pesach Mavi. Nachum. Rashi learns that the Nachum. The second. That there is a chazaka. There will. But here's no chazaka. Why? Because they're right. Over there, they're gonna go out, and that's gonna stir the kaira underneath. Rashi holds that the mit bilucha is gonna stir the front from the kaira from being the reisha pesach. The Rashi mamash learns fakir. He says that this mit bilucha. He has the kasha differently. He learns that the kasha is Hagitamim Pasdalad is Machshir. I Hagitamim Pasdalad is Machshir. I what happened to Shavki? Vaistais, you won't be Shavki. Vaistais, you won't be Shavki. Vaistais, what's called? You still go out the front. And he says, no, the since the whole reason why they're going through the side is just because they're being memayit bilucha, so that doesn't take away from the front. Why? Because you can have two psachim. Say that you can have two psachim. So it sounds like the Yisayit Zik Machlek, Rashi and the Rajba, what the Yisayit of the Kerah is. Is the Yisayit of the Kerah, Shtalim Vek, that this is the Mahal, this is the Rosh HaMavi, and the Mavi flows out to the Rosh HaSaram in this way. Now maybe there could be other psachim, but if they're not the main... If they're not the main pesach, so then if they're not the main pesach, so it doesn't stare the carrier, but the carrier needs to be by the main pesach, and if there's a bona fide reason why they should go out the side, mit biluchas, then it should stare. But the Rajba holds that the yisayit of the carrier is pashtesh talavek the pesach. So mamela the tefan is that it needs don't need the entire mavi. To have that, all it needs is Pashit Defanis to be able to shtalvek. This is a carrier for the Mavi, but it doesn't need the entire Mavi to shtalvek that this is a Pesach, to show that this whole Rishus of the Mavi goes out that door. So Mamela, the carrier that you need is, so Mamela shtims with the Rajba that says that Mamai Bilucha won't be a stira to the front of the Pesach to the Kaira, because let them have two Pesachim, as long as the Kaira is a bona fide Pesach, and on top of the Tfanim, which have a Shir Hechsh Erech Mavi, so then that's enough to make it, that's enough to make it a Kaira's Mavi.